right, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. All we do is pick four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio, actually a week back. We go back 7 days, and we find from our guests these bits of audio that we think are remarkable for various reasons. And we want to know, do you agree? And which of the four that we've chosen do you think should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? Now, you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or by emailing us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. When you call in or email your vote, be sure to tell us why you think the one you've picked should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. The first soundbite comes from Pastor Will Whedon. What he's really doing here in this soundbite is answering the question why it's dangerous to fail to make the distinction between teaching and preaching.
It doesn't make sense to the world that the church can survive with this message over and over again, this message of the cross. And yet the church knows that the only reason she actually survives at all is because this message continues to sound forth. That's why it says in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18, the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The gospel is not just a message to save you. It is a message that keeps saving you. The good news of your Savior on the cross, bearing your sin, suffering in your place, and telling you that by his blood you have been pardoned, rising from the dead to show that death will never be the end of you. That message is the church's heartbeat. It's her life. She literally lives from it. And when we confuse preaching and teaching, what tends to happen is that message gets assumed. People think, that's what you got to know to become a Christian, but now that you're a Christian, we got to get on to the other stuff. No, no, no. The church's divine service is there for that proclamation to ring out in all of its richness again and again and again. I won't call it monotony, but the world thinks of it as monotony. In the monotony of the message, the church actually continues to survive.
All right, that's soundbite number one this week. Do you think it ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? If so, just give us a call and tell us why. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or email us talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two comes from the very first in-studio female guest that we've ever had here since our comeback. And it's Rebecca Curtis. The first thing we wanted to know from her when she sat down with us was her general impression of being the first in-studio female guest. First of all, what's it like to be the first female in-studio? We've had a lot of pastors and men in here, but you're the first female in-studio guest.
I thought the testosterone was a little thick in here.
Out there? You're
everywhere.
Kidding me. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess it is. I guess it is. Don't look in the bathroom, please.
I walked past it and decided not to.
Okay, good. You were smart in doing that. And what do you make of, I mean, just the woman's eye on our decorating scheme, especially here in the studio?
I have to say, I'm not the best housekeeper, so I feel kind of at home.
All right, that's soundbite number two, Rebecca Curtis, with, what would you call this, the woman's eye for the radio guy? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talkback@issuesetc.org. That, by the way, was soundbite number two, if you're voting. Soundbite number three comes from Dr. Rod Rosenblatt. He is a veritable font of illustrations, illustrations that you would never think of before. He has one, a really good one, for why it makes absolutely no sense for a Christian who's been brought to faith by Jesus Christ to later claim that he made his own decision or gave his heart to Jesus or did it all himself.
Suppose you're on a cruise between Honolulu and San Francisco, and halfway there, the boat sinks. And somebody, or you get thrown overboard, and somebody throws you a life ring, and they pull you in. Wouldn't it be bizarre for you first thing to say, look at that hand. I love that hand. That is the strongest hand. Did you see how I gripped that ring? What a hand. Bizarre. You'd say, where is the guy who threw me that ring? I want to thank him.
All right, that's soundbite number three. Do you think it ought to be the soundbite of the week this week? Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org or call 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. 4-3. Now, here's the fourth and final soundbite for your consideration. After we play this one, it's time to vote. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. This last one comes from Greg Kokel. He's talking about the whole gay marriage issue again. In fact, some very interesting insights on why those who want gay marriage really want gay marriage.
I remember the time when people would say, well, why should we get married? Why should we have that piece of paper? I can have a relationship without it. It's curious that heterosexual couples have kind of eschewed the piece of paper as insignificant, and same-sex couples now are clamoring after it with a passion. Why? Not because it gives them more liberties, but because it gives them respect. It doesn't give them rights. It's respect that they're after. And because this is a way, Todd, for the rest of the culture to officially declare through the machinery of government that there is no difference between heterosexual relationships and same-sex relationships. They're exactly the same.
Okay, that's soundbite number four. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That means it's time for you to vote, to call us or email us and tell us why you think your soundbite should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Should it be soundbite number one? Pastor Will Whedon on the drumbeat of the gospel. He had that great line there, the monotony of the message that not only saves you but continues to save you. Should it be soundbite number two? Rebecca Curtis's general impression of the decor and of the atmosphere here at Lutheran Public Radio? Or should it be soundbite number three, Rod Rosenblatt on why anyone would want to take credit for their own conversion? Or soundbite number four, Greg Kokel on why the advocates of same-sex marriage really want same-sex marriage? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org.
Speaking of soundbite number two, now Rebecca Curtis came on Monday. Had she come Tuesday, she might have felt guilty about,
No, she would not have said the things she said had she come Tuesday, because what happened on Tuesday, Jeffy?
Well, Tuesday we had some big, big shot people in here. And so for the first time ever, the carpet at Lutheran Public Radio was vacuumed.
Jeff vacuumed a bit.
Since June 1st.
Jeff vacuumed it himself. The bathroom was cleaned. I didn't do that. I didn't organize any books. If anyone has seen my bookshelves in the various pictures of the studio in here at Issues Etc., you may have noticed that most of my books up until a few days ago were actually kind of piled onto the shelves in a random fashion, kind of the way they were delivered to me from LCMS Inc. Well, I finally got around to at least standing them upright and putting them in rows, although there's a dirty little secret here. If you look back at my bookshelves in the new pictures, and if it looks organized, it isn't. They're completely randomly arranged. Completely. It's all a sham. It's all a complete act. It looks organized, but it isn't. Kind of like Issues Etc. itself. When we come back, I want your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Stay tuned. If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most talk radio shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener supported. We rely upon you to pay for the production, salaries, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin asking you to consider making a financial gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. That's Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend upon you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
The toilet seats are always up at LPR. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like to post your favorite Issues Etc. audio segments on your website or blog? Well, we've made it easy for you. Just go to the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the embed green logo, and copy and paste the embed code on your website or blog. It's just like posting a YouTube video. Embed Issues Etc. audio on your website or blog today. We love our on-demand listeners. Old theology, new technology. Issuesetc.org.
618-223-8384. It's the new phone number for the Issues Etc. listener comment line. 618-223-8384. Leery about calling a live radio talk show? Want to remain anonymous? Leave your recorded question or comment on the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. The good, the bad, the ugly. We're big boys. We can take it. 618-223-8384.
All right, it's time to call now and cast your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This is your one and only opportunity during an Issues Etc. broadcast week to vote for a soundbite and tell us why you think the one you've picked should be the soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-MY-IE, or talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. It's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Just a little later in the program, in about 10 minutes, Adam Francisco is going to join us from Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. He's working on a forthcoming book called Lutheran Islam. We're going to talk about Ramadan, the great holy month of Islam. And then Craig Parton will be our guest from the International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights. His new book is called Religion on Trial. We'll be testing the truth claims of world religions with Craig a little later in the program. 1-877-623-MY-IE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Is it soundbite number one, Pastor Will Whedon, on the monotony of the message that not only saves you but keeps saving you? Is it Rebecca Curtis, soundbite number two, giving us, well, no advice, but just an evaluation of the general, condition of our LPR studios? Is it Dr. Rod Rosenblatt, soundbite number three, on why anyone would want to take credit for their own conversion? Or soundbite number four, Greg Kokel, on why the advocates of same-sex marriage really want same-sex marriage. While we're waiting for your phone calls and your email, you know, Jim and Mary Kruta are really good friends of Issues Etc. I would say that Jim's probably been here to the studio to visit more than just about any fan of the program. And when he comes by, he always brings gifts in a white box because they run Kruta Bakery. And I know that Craig especially appreciates that. I do too, but see, Craig will just sit there and eat the donuts for everyone to see. I'm one of those guys who sneaks them when no one's looking.
Craig's a hoarder. Craig goes to them before anybody else does and puts them in, hides them in a back cabinet in the kitchenette area.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes, he does. Don't you, Craig?
Well, obviously my hiding spot has been outed, so I have to find a new one.
I had no idea. Well, usually I go through it first and kind of glean over what's on top, and then I let Craig think he's getting the first crack at it. I put it all together and make it all neat and nice so that you think you're getting the first opportunity to go through the donuts. You know what I've noticed? None of the donuts ever make it through for the pastor's round table. I don't think we've ever been able to offer any of our pastors at the pastor's round table any donuts from Kruta Bakery because they don't survive the gauntlet of Todd and Craig and Jeff. We eat them all. I think they're intended for the pastor's round table.
That's not true. There's always, what do you mean? I'm always taking stuff home. I always like have a couple things to take home. And by the way,
I don't see these pastors eating donuts, Jeff.
What's
I've never seen a single pastor eating a donut during the round table.
They take them on their way out.
They do?
Yeah, they take them on their way out.
Oh, with their t-shirts
they're
and
stuffing,
all?
Yeah, they're stuffing them, you know, all kinds of places. But speaking of Kruta Bakery, we celebrated my parents' 49th wedding anniversary at my brother's house. Now, look, don't go to Schnucks and Deerbergs and those kind of places, Shop and Save bakeries, and get some, you know, cheap ripoff thing. We got a lemon meringue pie. It was my mom's favorite pie. It was to die for.
Really?
To die for.
Yeah, we had to keep Craig away from that one, too. I thought I saw him trying to carry it back to his little nook back there.
I told Jeff, it was last Friday, wasn't it, Jeff?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I told Jeff that if it happened to make it here, it was here on Saturday. In other words, if he forgot it, I was going to come by and make a special trip just to see if it was still in the fridge, but
okay, now there's
it was gone.
There's somebody else we need to thank as well. Carl Gregory stopped by yesterday, and he was kind enough just to stop by and say hello and be just a good friend. And you guys all right out there? You're not trying to kiss out there, are you? Oh, by the way, you can find Kruta Bakery at 300 St. Louis Road, oddly named, 300 St. Louis Road here in Collinsville, Illinois. It's Cruda Bakery, 300 St. Louis Road in Collinsville, Illinois. And their phone number, by the way, 344-1115, 344-1115, called Cruda Bakery. See, we don't have to call. They just come by and deliver, which is really nice. It's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Waiting for your votes, your phone calls, and your email for this week's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MY-IE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Kay in Maryland writes this: I vote for soundbite number one, Pastor Whedon. I had the pleasure of knowing Pastor Whedon when we were both students at Concordia Bronxville and truly enjoy the times that you have him on the show, but I will vote for his soundbite primarily because it was such a comfort to hear him make the distinction between proclamation and catechesis after hearing the story of the story on text messaging during a sermon. Thank you very much, Kay, and thanks for listening in Maryland. That's one vote for soundbite number one. Jen in Virginia emails us. She says, wow, soundbite number one by all means. I love the part about the message doesn't make sense to the world. Since I became a Christian, I've gradually been changed into this person that the world doesn't understand. I love hearing the forgiveness of sins over and over and over. And I'm thankful that whether or not the world sees it as making any sense, God makes sense of me. He saw my need for a Savior and died for me in Christ, giving me that Savior. Thank you very much, Jen, and thanks for listening in Virginia. That's two votes for soundbite number one. Gary in New Jersey says, I pick soundbite number one. Not only is there this misunderstanding in the pews that the preaching task, the preacher continually faces the temptation to depart from the so-called monotony. Reverend Whedon, his quote, puts to death this lie that the proclamation of the gospel is monotony, which is from the pit of hell. Thank you very much, Gary, and thanks for listening in New Jersey. That's three votes for soundbite number one this week, Pastor Will Whedon, on the monotony of the message that not only saves but keeps saving you. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-MY-IE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number one, Pastor Will Whedon, on the monotony of the message. Soundbite number two, Rebecca Curtis, evaluating our design scheme, our feng shui. Soundbite number three, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt on taking credit for your conversion. Or is it soundbite number four, Greg Kokel on why the advocates of same-sex marriage really want it? 1-877-623-MY-IE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Now, I mentioned Carl Gregory before he stopped in. Was it yesterday only that he stopped in? Carl Gregory used to be Pastor Whedon, one of Pastor Whedon's vicars. And I, in my experience with him, having preached there a couple times in Pastor Whedon's absence, realize these ex-military guys, every congregation needs one to organize everything. Because when I showed up there to preach, he had everything completely organized. All I had to do was just, I practically didn't even have to walk to the pulpit. He practically carried me to the pulpit when
just,
it was time to
preach. Just like when Pastor Whedon was there, right?
No. Pastor Whedon manages to carry off a beautiful service on Sunday morning, but apparently he has someone else planning it for him.
Jeff told me he used to make the elders do push-ups.
And you wouldn't be able to tell by looking at Jeff, though. But Carl Gregory stopped by yesterday with bearing gifts. He brought by four beautiful glasses. I think they're called doer's glasses because they're intended to be for the imbibing of the spirit that is so nicely known as scotch. He also brought by a nice bottle of scotch. We haven't opened it yet. We don't drink on the air. And something very interesting, something called pirate rum in a really beautiful bottle. And if I looked at the seal, I was trying to check to see whether or not Jeff, you know, Craig, if he's going to sneak donuts, you got to watch him. He might be sneaking the rum too. And I never know what to do. Do I take this stuff home and consume it in the privacy of my own home, or do I pull a Lou Grant and keep it in the desk drawer around here in case of emergencies? I guess we'll have to figure that one out. But anyway, Pat, thanks very much to Carl Gregory of South Dakota for coming by with the gifts and just for coming by. John in Ohio says, tough decision this week between Pastor Whedon and Rod Rosenblatt. They both make excellent points, but I'll go with Pastor Whedon for explaining something that seems rarely to be understood, especially given the impact of American evangelicalism. That would be four votes for soundbite number one, Pastor Will Whedon, on the monotony of the message. Well, let's hear the winner of this week's Issues Etc. soundbite of the week.
It doesn't make sense to the world that the church can survive with this message over and over again, this message of the cross. And yet the church knows that the only reason she actually survives at all is because this message continues to sound forth. That's why it says in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18, the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The gospel is not just a message to save you. It is a message that keeps saving you. The good news of your Savior on the cross, bearing your sin, suffering in your place, and telling you that by his blood you have been pardoned, rising from the dead to show that death will never be the end of you. That message is the church's heartbeat. It's her life. She literally lives from it. And when we confuse preaching and teaching, what tends to happen is that message gets assumed. People think, that's what you got to know to become a Christian, but now that you're a Christian, we got to get on to the other stuff. No, no, no. The church's divine service is there for that proclamation to ring out in all of its richness again and again and again. I won't call it monotony, but the world thinks of it as monotony. In the monotony of the message, the church actually continues to survive.
Don't you think that St. Paul, when he went from town to town and preached Christ and him crucified, synagogue after synagogue, Sabbath after Sabbath, crowd after crowd, and sometimes was heard and sometimes was thrown out on his ear, don't you think occasionally he thought to himself, why do I keep doing this, Christ and him crucified? I could be like the other super apostles. I could preach the Christian life. I could, or the, in this case, it would have been the Jewish life. I could be like the Judaizers and preach circumcision and human works, and I'd be much more successful. Why do I keep doing this over and over again? Well, because St. Paul understood, just as Pastor Whedon has said, that the church only lives from the shed blood of Jesus Christ and the gospel message that centers upon him every week. We'll be right back for Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., and we'll talk about Ramadan to begin with.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.